This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. A tumbling jumble of birdsong from across the field announces the presence of bobolinks. In his journals, Henry David Thoreau quoted a Cape Cod boy who asked, "What makes he sing so sweet, mother? Do he eat flowers?" As a salute to Thoreau, whose birthday is July 12th, keep an eye out for male bobolinks, rising up like small helicopters, hovering, wings a blur of motion. The first male's bubbling song soon is joined by others. Bobolinks are a communal grassland species, and one field can host many. Black below and mostly white above, the males appear to be wearing their tuxedos backwards. A yellow patch on their nape can also look just like another dandelion in the field. With feather molt in August, the males leave their tuxedos behind, soon resembling the streaky, sparrow-like coloring of females and young. Camouflage designed not to attract attention. Grassland birds face a lot of challenges. Although July's full moon is known as the full hay moon, fields managed for hay these days are often cut in late May. Mowing before July spells doom for bobolink nests. Bobolinks also face obstacles on their winter grounds in Bolivia, pesticide use in rice fields where they forage, and being shot as an alleged crop pest. Their numbers are falling in New Hampshire and elsewhere, but there are parts in the Midwest and Canada where they're hanging on, and in some, increasing. So here's a double salute to Thoreau, whose nature observations inspired so many, and to bobolinks, who survive against tough odds. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.